It is 7 p.m.
RTL Today News on Monday, the 5th of January. I'm John Baker. It was announced today that Kuna & Nagel Management has signed a new collective agreement with the LCGB and OGBL trade unions. The new contract applies to around 650 staff members at the company and will be in effect from the 1st of January 2025 to the 31st of December 2027, retaining all aspects of the previous contract as well as adding improvements for long-term staff in particular. From today, emergency services in Luxembourg can now use video calls to communicate with people in distress. Home Affairs Minister Leon Glodon explained that the service will not be used in every call, but 112 operators, should a situation call for it, can send a text message with a link that grants access to the caller's camera and microphone, allowing them to continue the conversation via video. Two protests are planned in front of the UK and US embassies this week. The umbrella organisation Collectives for Palestine has called on Luxembourg citizens to join a protest at the UK embassy at 5 p.m. tomorrow to demand the release of the so-called Filton 24, while the Peace and Solidarity Platform has also announced a vigil in front of the US embassy at 4:30 p.m. on Wednesday, demonstrating against the US intervention in Venezuela. And deposed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has pleaded not guilty to charges of narco-terrorism in a New York court today, 2 days after being snatched by U.S. forces in a stunning raid on his home in Caracas. Maduro, who is 63, told a federal judge in Manhattan that he had been kidnapped from Venezuela and said, "I'm innocent, I'm not guilty," U.S. media reported, adding, "I'm still the president of my country." And the European Union has said it hopes to finally sign a long-delayed trade deal with the South American bloc Mercosur, pointing to progress towards approval by the bloc's member states. Diplomats have said the EU aims for a signature on the 12th of January after hopes to ink the agreement in December were dashed when France and Italy joined forces to demand a delay. In sports, Luxembourg athlete Vera Bertemez-Hoffmann has set a new Luxembourg record over 10 kilometres at the annual Prom Classic in Nice, where she ran the distance in 33 minutes and 37 seconds, improving her own personal best of 9 seconds. And finally in cricket, Joe Root today finished on a magnificent score of 160 in the final test of the Ashes in Sydney, with England closing their innings on 384 on the second day, while Australia in reply were 166 for 2 at stumps, with Travis Head motoring again on 91. Root is now third on the all-time century makers list with 41, behind Jack Callis, who has 45, and Sachin Tendulkar, who has 51. For more on these stories and for all the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Weather now, and there is still a yellow warning in place for snow until 10 o'clock this evening and tonight, and another place in place for tomorrow for extreme cold. The temperature is currently around minus 4 degrees and should drop further as the evening progresses.